Today's Shir Vishabri Yomi is Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to Sif Gimel. And here we're learning together with Saba at the table. He has a little bit of a cough. So if you have a little coughing in the background, it's good. It's his Mesiris Nefesh for learning Torah here. And we're up to Siman Shin Tes Zayin, the Ramah. And we had just seen that in the Shulchan Aruch, this is Sif Gimel and the Ramah and Shin Tes Zayin. We had just seen that if a species that is not typically trapped, one goes ahead and traps such an animal from that species, the person is exempt from any da'iraisa iser of tzeda. But it is still aser midirabanan, is tzeda midirabanan. And the Shulchan Aruch had said, therefore, flies, even though these are of a min, a species that is not typically trapped, so it still cannot be trapped midirabanan. Again, you say, you trap it. But again, trapping means trapping for some use, such as eating its flesh or making use of its hide, etc. Comes the Ramah now and he says, L'chein yesh li zayir shelo elizgar teva k'dana oylistoim kelim shezbuvim boi b'shabis dahavi psik resha sheyitzoydoi sham. So the Ramah comes and says, therefore a person has to be careful not to close a small teva, like a box, or to cover some type of listoim kelim, cover some type of kli, in which there are flies. So you have flies in a small box or in a kli. You have to be careful not to cover that box, that small box. Because there's a psik resha that the flies are going to be trapped there. So even though you're stam closing the box because you want to close the box, if there's a fly in there, that would be a psik resha, and it would be aser. V'yesh makilin b'makayim shen yiftach hakli litla misham Yivrichu. And he goes on, the Ramah, he says, there are those that are makel in a situation where were one to open the kli, this, let's say the teva, if he took the cover off, they would fly away and you wouldn't be able to get a hold of them. You could be makel, he says, and actually close the box if that would be the case. So these are the makilin, that you would be allowed to go ahead and close the box, again, in a situation where if one, when he opens up the teva or a kli, the flies would flee. So what's the issue here in this Ramah? Let's see now the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Yudalid. Shelo Lizgor, the Ramah had said a person should be careful not to close a box, cover a box, close a box on... Okay, if there are flies in a box. Again, your kavana is to close the box, but there are flies in there. So the Ramah said, that's a psik resha. And by the way, as we know from earlier, the Ramah is of the opinion that psik resha, even on an iser de Rabbanan, is going to be usser. For those of you who don't know what a psik resha is, so just to review, there's the halacha that if one does a malacha without kavana, it is totally mutter. Except... meaning without intent to do the malacha, it is permissible. Except when the maisa malacha will inevitably occur when he does the permitted activity that he wants to do. So let's say someone goes ahead and does some type of permitted activity like closing a box. So l'chaira, that should be totally okay because he has no kavana to do the act of trapping. But it's going to be usser. Why is it going to be usser? Because by closing the box, he will inevitably, for sure, that's what a psik resha is, it will for sure be doing the activity of tzeda, it will for sure occur, because there are flies in there, and when you close the box, you'll be trapping the flies. Now, this is a psik resha only of an iser derabanan, because as we just said, flies are not the type of species that are normally trapped, and that are normally considered halakhically something that you trap. So therefore the issa is only the Rabbanan. But even on the issa the Rabbanan of trapping a fly in a small box, even if there's no kavana, because your kavana is only to close the box, still going to be usher because this is a psik resha. And there was a machlokas earlier with a psik resha between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, whether psik resha on a derabanan is still aser. We hold that yes, psik resha is the Ramah holds. And he's consistent here. The Psik Reisha of the Rabbanon is also. So that's, let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Shalol Lizgor. So you have to be careful not to close this box. Ella, what should you do? Yitain Sakin O Shum Dover Acher Bein Hakisui. Instead, what should you do? Place a knife or some other object between the cover, Bein Hakisui Lateva, between the cover and the box. Beinyan Shayuchul Latseif Misham, in a way that allows the flies to go away, fly away from there. So the flies can go out from that gap. V'chein, and also, im yeshchor katan b'teva, if there is a small hole in the box, that would also be okay then to go ahead and cover and close the box. Av she'eno, this is very important, av she'eno nira lehedya lahazvuvim, even if it is not clearly visible to the flies, meaning the flies won't immediately necessarily see the hole to escape, because it's a small hole, but it's small enough for the fly to get out once he does fly around and see it. Then, afilu hachi mutter, it is still going to be mutter, it's going to be mutter and permissible, because once there is this possibility that, and it's not out of the question, it's not a very, very small probability, the fly will eventually, okay, find that hole, or possibly, I shouldn't say eventually, he will possibly find the hole. So since he will possibly find the hole, su lo havi psik reisha, it's not for sure a psik reisha, meaning since there is the very solid possibility, even though for sure he won't, it's not for sure that the fly will see the hole to get out, but there is a good possibility that the fly will find that hole. So therefore, this is not inevitable when he closes the box that there will be seda, there will be trapping, and therefore it is permissible and it will be totally okay to close the box when there is this hole or gap, even if it isn't, you know, clearly visible that he'll immediately be able to see the hole. Not, but it's possible, and once it's possible, it's no longer a secretion. We now move on to Sif Katan Tes Vav, Teva Ktana, a small box, Aval Teva Gedola, however, a large box, Svira Leila Rama, De La Kule Alma Shri. So the Rama specifically says a small box. Why a small box? Because he seems to hold that everyone would allow, even according to the Rama, who says a secretion on the Rabbanon is Aser. When you're dealing with a large box, the Ramah is of the opinion that it would be okay to close the box even though there are flies in there. Why? Da'afilu himaya adam omeid besocha. Because even if a man was in that big box, lo yachol atafsa b'chajti, he wouldn't be able to go ahead and grab the fly in one swoop. So therefore, the trapping is a derabanan on top of another derabanan. What's the other Rabbanon? The Gamhu Dover She'emba Mino Nitzad. And also, there's another Rabbanon here, as we said, that we're dealing with a min, a species that is not ordinarily trapped. So, if that's the case, we have here what's called a double Derabbanon. One Derabbanon is, it's a large box, so therefore, it's a large box and you can't go ahead and catch that fly in one swoop. That makes it a Derabbanon. Plus, the fact that the fly itself is a type, a min, a species that is only subject to tzeda midrabanan. So when you have a double derabanan, that's when the Ramah comes and he says, that will be okay, and that would be permissible. A psik reisha on a double derabanan is okay. Now, you have to understand that we're talking here in this double derabanan with a psik reisha, that it's not a psik reisha, the nichale. Is what's called a psik reisha de lo nichale and a psik reisha de nichale, where it's something that you don't have intent, and it's definitely going to happen, but is it something that you get satisfaction from, you're happy about it? So here, this kula of a double derabanan, the Mefarshim explain, applies only to a psik reisha de lo nichale, where the person gets no satisfaction, there's no satisfaction from having the fly in the box. Now, the truth of the matter is, there are other places where the Mishnah Berurah apparently asers a psik resha de lo nichale in double derabanans. So what we would do if we were learning Ian Shear, we would compare the different scenarios and show that it's not necessarily all double derabanans. There are derabanans and there are the other derabanans. There are derabanans, for example, let's say mekalkel, where the malacha be'etzem is a daraisa malacha, but since you're doing it destructively, it's a derabanan. That might be stronger than these types of derabanans where it's really mutter midaraisa, the activity is a totally good activity, but the chachamim created this iser yesh me'ayin, if you will. Anyway, not for us right now. We will be continuing on now with the Mishnah Brura, Tes Zayin, the yesh mekilin. The Rama had said that there are those that are mekil, even closing a box with flies in it, if when you open the box, the fly can escape and you wouldn't be able to catch it. So here comes the Mishnah Brura, and he says, Hu das hator? This is the opinion of the tour. The sphere lay that holds, the afal gav de b'shas, isala hedya gabe kaveres, even though in the shas, right, by the beehive of, right, bees, the Gemara says, the mechase oso ba'ofen she'ein bo nekev asur mishum sikresha, even though there's a Gemara beferish that says by beehives, that when one goes ahead and covers it in a way that there is no holes and no way out, there's going to be an iser mishum sikresha. Who could look common to Sifdal? We'll see this actually coming up momentarily in Sifdalid when it comes to beehives. Mikomakom, this tour holds Zvuvim shiny. Zvuvim is different. Flies are different. The low mikri tseda klal. It's not going to be viewed as tseda at all when you go ahead and cover the box, the teva, and there's flies in it. Why? Dilarov katnusan matsui, because based on the fact that flies are significantly smaller, all right, and more elusive than bees, so matsui kishekipish. It is very common, and what you'll find is, as soon as you open up the box, the flies will fly right out of the box. As opposed to when you have a beehive, that's full of bees, and they're bigger, right, and they're easier to get a hold of, so it's full of bees. And, right, unlike a box that is not full of flies, there are flies in there. So here you have a beehive that's full of bees, they're bigger. So, it's impossible that when you went ahead and took off the cover, that you wouldn't be able to immediately, in one swoop, catch some bees. Therefore, it is considered seida when you go ahead and cover the beehive. Okay, so that's how the tour can say that you can be makel by covering a box with a fly in it, even if it's a small box, if the nature of the situation is when you open the box, it will fly out and you won't be able to grab onto it. It's not so easy to catch a fly. Habach pasak lahachmir k'dei rishon. However, he says, the Bach paskins like the first opinion brought here in the Ramah, that you should not and cannot close a box on a fly, even if you're just doing it to close the box. The gresha of malacha of tzeda. Again, we're talking about a small box. V'chein hamagen Avram kasav, and so to the magen Avram right, v'chein iker, that you would not be allowed to cover a small box or small kli with a fly in it on Shabbos. V'alkein yesh leros lafriya chazvuvim. Therefore, a person should be careful to chase away the flies before closing the box, he says. Vayein b'taz. But then he goes on and he quotes a famous taz, and it's a big to-do with Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Be'er Halacha. We'll talk about it more very soon. Sheikh Ria, where he paskins, de mekevan shefriya chazvuvim shera'a ba'enav. He says, since the flies, when he shooed them away, and he chased them away, so as soon as he sees them fly away, the flies, to Ein Sarach Layein, he does not have to go ahead and be overly ma'ayin, be overly careful to see and be medakdeh to check with a deep checking, like a bedikas chametz, ulai yesh sham od ezes vuvim. Maybe there are some flies in there left over. Why? Kevan dezeh lo havi ella, and this is the famous case of safek psik reshe, the milsa derabanan, because this is what's called a safek psik reshe on a derabanan. To who davar she'ein bimino nitzod? Why is it a derabanan? Because we're dealing with flies. So therefore, ein lahachmir kol kach. You do not have to be that machmir to go ahead and be concerned for a safek that the fly is there, because this is what is known as a safek psik reshe. So to explain, what happens is as follows. In this case, and this is the famous case of safek psik reshe, the person closing the box lacks, listen very carefully, he lacks knowledge of whether there are flies in it. Therefore, it might be a psik reshe, it's a safek whether there's a psik reshe of trapping the flies. Listen very carefully. This is not the same as a classic davar she'eino miskaven, where there is an unintended but not inevitable. The suffix is whether there is an inevitable result of one's action. There, the potential consequence of the action is fully known. The only question is whether that consequence will indeed occur. In other words, in a regular case of davar she'eino miskaven, for example, a person goes ahead and he brushes his hair with a regular brush. So he knows that that the consequence of brushing your hair is that hair will come out. The only thing is he doesn't know that for sure the hair will come out when he brushes his hair. So that's a davar she'eino miskaven. It's not a psik reshe that will for sure pull out hair on Shabbos. Masha Inkein here, if there are flies in the box and he closes the box, for sure there will be what? A tzeda of the fly. The suffix is whether there's a fly in there. So that's a suffix on a psik reisha. That's suffix possibly daraisa l'chumra. And therefore, even though there are those that view this as equivalent to a davar she'eino miskaven, we are machmir when it comes to a daraisa. We are machmir when it comes to a daraisa, according to the Mishnah Brura. Even though there are some that are makel and say a safek psik reisha, we view it like a regular davar she'eino miskaven, and it will be mutter. So here the Taz says you could rely on the svara that a safek psik reisha is the same as a regular davar she'eino miskaven, and it would be mutter. But that's only because we're dealing here with a derabanan, because we're dealing with flies. Now, in truth, the Taz himself is inclined to permit a safek psik reisha even in a doiraisa, just like a davar she'eino miskaven. The Be'er Halacha here in Dibur HaMaschil Ulachain focuses on this issue, and Halacha L'maisa, this is a very major machlokes among the poskim, where the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Chotas Yoyav and the Shari Yosher, they're machmir, as opposed to the Shvisas HaShabbos and the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, which are makel. Now the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa being makel even on doiraisa has tremendous possible ramifications. We'll just give one example of the suffix psik reisha that's a very practical one. And this is a common example of a suffix psik reisha as opposed to a regular davar she'eino miskaven. For example, you have a case where one is unsure whether he disconnected the light bulb in the refrigerator before Shabbos. And he now wants to open up the fridge door, which may activate the bulb. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa, Yud Tes Vav, and check out the footnote there, Mem Hei, he states that there is definitely room to be makel, except he brings up the following concern that it might not actually be a safek psik reisha, because he says it could be that the status quo of the bulb is that it is still connected, unlike the box, which is not necessarily presumed to have flies in it. So the Chashukei Chemed, basically what he does is he says like this. He recommends, if you're going to be makel like of Shlomo Zalman and those that are makel in a safek psik reisha, he recommends opening the door of the fridge in an awkward manner with a shinui, and that reduces the issue for sure to a derabanan, because if you hold electricity and putting on a light bulb is a deraisa, that would be okay. Now, this is a case of suffix segregation, as opposed to, for example, when you open up a fridge door and the motor might or might not go on. So there, that you could see viewing that as a regular davar she'eino miskave. Why? Because opening up the door doesn't always turn on the motor. Sometimes the motor goes on, sometimes it doesn't go on. So you could view that as a regular davar she'eino miskave, although if you think about it carefully, maybe the metzias is already there, you just don't know what the metzias is. So that's where it gets a little sticky. But many people are makel and opening the fridges and things like that where it might or might not go on. Now, just on this issue of opening up a fridge, you should just be aware that let's say you were makel to open up the fridge and the light is then on. So then you run into a much bigger problem where Moshe Feinstein and others, right, they say, you know, if the light is on, so closing the door is a serious halachic issue, where Moshe in Igros Moshe or Chaim Beis Samiches says beferish that it is aser to close the door. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos basically says you should ask a poisek in these situations what to do. Sif Dalit. Person machtzelas al gabei akaveres. A person can spread out a mat over a beehive. What's a beehive? Makom shem miskansim bo hadvorin lasois dvash. This is the place in which the bees gather to make honey. Now, why is he spreading it out? To protect the beehive, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, from rain or something like that. So he says, as long as the person doesn't have kavana to trap the bees. Like his kavana is to protect the beehive, not to trap the bees. That's number one. And also, it is provided that this is in a manner in which they will not for sure be trapped. Again, it's setting it up where it's a davar she'eino miskaven. You have no kavana to trap. Your kavana is to cover and protect the beehive. And you're doing it in where there's no psik resha, because it's not for sure, okay, going to trap the flies. And then, ki yechid lo lavi psik resha, to avoid it being a psik resha. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan yud zayin. Person machzelas bachama b'nei achama u'b'gshamim b'nei agshamim. A person on Shabbos is allowed to go ahead and spread a mat over a beehive, whether it is, you know, sunny to protect the beehive from the sun, or whether it's raining to protect the beehive from the rain. This is all in the Gemara. Sif katan yud ches beinyan she'eino muchrach kegon shelo yahadek. So again, in a manner in which they will not necessarily be trapped, right? Not only is there no kavana to do the trapping, but it's not going to for sure result in trapping when he spreads the mat over the beehive. It's not compelling to happen. For example, he does not place the mat over the beehive so tightly so that the bees are still going to be able to leave, even if it's only with difficulty. Now, as long as it can still leave with difficulty, it's going to still be a davar she'eino miskaven and not a psik resha. Or if there's some type of small hole in the beehive that it could get out, even with the cover there, even if it's not something that is clearly visible to the bees, so he might or might not get out. So in such a situation, when he can get out, even if it's with difficulty, it's going to be afilu hachi shari, it's going to be mutter. The kaimelon, like because we hold, like Rabbi Shimon, the davar she'eino miskaven mutter. This is a machlokas in Shas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether a malacha or even an iser, where there's no kavana intent to do the maisa malacha or the maisa iser. Of course, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, that if you don't have kavana to do the maisa malacha, like here, the maisa tzeda, there's no kavana, it's mutter. Aval kishayim bo chor klal, but if there's no hole at all, or there's no hole that the bee can get out of, az havi psik resha, then it will be a psik resha when he goes ahead and covers the beehive. The aser afilu bil milsa derabanan, and it's going to be aser to do even when we're dealing with a what? With an iser derabanan, even if you're dealing with an iser derabanan. So even if you view this scenario with the bees, there might be a shaila whether it's the rabbanon or the derabanan trapping. Even if it's the Rabbanon, it would be a problem because we paskin psikresha on a the Rabbanon is aser. He now says haporeis mitsuda uvishas prisasa nechnasa hachayil esocha. Now he's talking about setting traps. So a person who sets it is a different halacha. A person who sets up a trap, right, like a mouse trap, uvishas prisasa nechnasa hachayil esocha. And as soon as he sets up the mouse trap or whatever trap it is that he's setting it up, or he sets out a net to trap an animal, and is in the act of spreading out the net, or whatever trap it is, he catches the animal, then that's Seida Doraisa and he's Chayiv Chatas. Avalam Nichnasa Acharkach Lasocha, however, if it only comes into the trap afterwards, then Pater Aval Aser. Then it's going to be Pater Aval Aser. That's going to be only an Issa Derabbanan. Because of a Magen Avram writes, the Mikan Muchach Sheyesh Lizayer, Shelo lahamid b'Shabbes hamatsuda latsud bo akbarim v'chein kasav b'piskei taisev Shabbos. So you set up a mouse trap on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? He says you're not going to be over Seida d'Oraisa because the mouse doesn't go into the mouse trap immediately. It only comes later on Shabbos. But still, setting it up and catching that mouse later will be an iser d'Rabbanan. Now the poskim ask, why should this be different than any instrument that you use? And you do the act, and the Isser happens later on Shabbos, it's still, you did the act. Let's say, for example, you go and you set out the dog to go ahead and trap. There you didn't catch the animal yet. The dog catches it later. So why are you chayiv if you go ahead and, you know, together with the animal, right? In the case where, let's say, you go ahead and you frighten the animal, and then the animal gets trapped by the dog, we said you're going to be chayiv. Why? It only happens later. Why is that different than trapping a mouse later, where the issa is only an issa derabbanan? Again, it's also, you can't set the mouse trap up because it's also derabbanan. But why is it not the oraisa? So they distinguish between where the dog is going to go ahead and it's going to continue on, right? You're setting the dog up to do an act of trapping. It's on the move. Here, everything is set in place, and the animal comes to the trap. So there, that is a distinction. It definitely needs more analysis for Ian Shear, but that's as we say for Ian Shear. And this is